Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is a community of faith, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this 16th Sunday after Pentecost. The Old Testament and the Gospel readings present the same message to all who live under God's grace. Joseph forgave his brothers for their hatred, having sold him into slavery many years before the account we hear today. His words to them, "God meant it for good that many people should be kept alive," is reflected in the hymn, "The Will of God is Always Best."
A reading from the 50th chapter of Genesis. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
St. Paul reminds those of the church in Rome to live in loving support of their fellow believers, remembering that whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. We may not pass judgment, but are to show love as we have received it from God. We sing of this in the hymn, "Let Us Ever Walk with Jesus."
A reading from the 14th chapter of St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome. "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
Let us
The Gospel reading returns us to the theme of forgiveness. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. In the parable of the unforgiving servant, we have a very strong picture of the unimaginable debt each of us has been forgiven. The talents are understood as about 20 years' earnings for a laborer. 10,000 would be impossible to repay. A denarius would be a day's pay. We have received an unbelievably large gift by the death and resurrection of Jesus, greater even than the debt we hear about in the parable. One response we must make is to forgive others. We hear of this great gift to each of us in the hymn, Lord of Glory, You Have Bought Us.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Peter came up and said to Jesus, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant, as I had mercy on you? And in anger his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
Thank you for welcoming us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you and your children to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. The church and school are located at 810 West Homer Avenue in North Judson and can be contacted for more information or assistance at 574-896-2025. A special event of the upcoming week is again the monthly Joyful Noise gathering on Thursday the 21st. This family event is a gathering that allows the children to praise God with their voices and wiggles. The service begins with a kid-friendly meal at 5:30 p.m., continues with a service at 6, and finally concludes with recess and social time at 6:30. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. Throughout your life, may you always find comfort and strength in Christ, your Good Shepherd.